Good morning. This morning's gospel is the second half, if you will, of last week's gospel. Jesus has read that wonderful message from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for the Lord has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. And indeed, people are amazed at the gracious words. But also, he's a hometown kid. Show us here. Give us some proof. And when he dodges that, they run him out of town. This is the first recorded opposition to Jesus' ministry in Luke and presages what will happen all down the line. Jesus is called, but Jesus will be opposed. To that we match the first reading where Jeremiah is called, but told that he will be opposed as well, but will also be sustained by God. So those two related passages give room for some considerable reflection. But what I'd like to talk about a little more this morning is that middle reading from Corinthians. We're reading the last third of Corinthians as the theme during these weeks between Christmas and Lent. This is chapter 13. A passage that you heard well, maybe have heard so many times you didn't hear at all. When you heard, love, love, love. Oh, yeah, I know that reading. I've heard that about half the weddings I've ever been to in my whole life, plus hither and yon again and again. So you don't pay a whole lot of attention to it, I know that one. But if you do listen up a little bit, what you hear is the bass drum, the ostinato. Love, 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 love. We don't hear a whole lot about what's being said about it. Take some time. There isn't a whole lot going to happen today. I mean, you're pretty well snowed in once you get back home. Take some time and read over that chapter. Meditate with it. Marinate yourself in it a little bit. See what it says to you. Paul, was normally one of the most loquacious people that God has ever made. He can spend the first page of a letter saying hello, and the next page or two telling you what he's going to tell you before he gets around to telling you it. Paul runs out of words. Runs remarkably silent. He starts off to describe love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is, he can't come up with any other thing to say about it. So he begins to tell you what it's not. Love is not jealous. It's not conceited. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. It does not take offense. It does not rejoice over I gotchas. Spend a lot of time telling us what it's not, rather than what it is. It's because it's a mystery a little bit too large to be captured adequately in words. You can point at it from various directions, a little bit of what it is and a lot of what it's not. But you can't really pin it down. You can at least go a little farther in saying what it's not. And that's probably important. Because in another place he says, love and do what you will. Now that's been used by a lot of people over the years as an excuse to do a lot of awful things. Good intentions cover everything. Well, no, they don't actually. Or, I'm in love with my secretary, so since I'm really in love, it's okay for me to ignore my wife and my three kids and run off with my secretary on the weekends. No, it's not. That's not love. That's being in love, which is a juvenile form of love. Scarce but worthy of the name. It's closer to being in lust. Being in love is a lot deeper. And loving is a lot deeper than that. You start out being in love. Marriages would never happen if people didn't fall in love. It's too big a gamble to take solely on its rational aspect. You'll fall in love and you close your eyes and you jump out of the plane together. But you fall out of love. Being in love doesn't last. It's not a mature emotion. It can't last. It has no roots. But hopefully by the time it's gone, real love has begun to grow to take its place. And real love is a lot different than being in love. It means a lot more than having your heart beat a little faster, hearing violins and smelling roses. It means being committed to a person. It means putting that person first, putting that person's interests ahead of your own interests. And it means day to day, like Paul says, what's the first thing he says? Love is patient. We don't associate that with love. In fact, when you're in love, you're probably the most impatient period in your whole life, right? Your heart's beating so fast, you can't wait, literally can't wait to be with the person you're in love with. That's not love. Love is patient. Love is when you've been together for a while and you know each other's weaknesses as well as their strengths. You know when and how and where they get on your nerves, and you put up with it. That's what patience means. It means putting up with stuff. And I don't care how good the mix, how good the match, whether it's you and your parents or you and your spouse or you and your kids, any real relationship that gets beyond the superficial requires that. There are times when we rub each other the wrong way. There are times when the thing that's most important for our relationship is our patience with each other, that we put up with each other, that we are kind to each other. That begins to talk about what real love is. And when you get that kind of love, then love and do what you will make sense. Because laws are out there to stake out boundaries. And if you're really putting the other person close first, you don't need any boundaries. You're not going anywhere near the fence. You're not going anywhere near the boundary lines. You're looking for the most effective way to advance the welfare of the person that you love. That's the way God loves. God pours out God's self on us in Jesus, in His birth, in His ministry, in His death, in His resurrection. God just, without counting the cost, pours God's self out. Jesus does the same. Jesus, like Isaac, going along with Abraham, knows what this sacrifice is about and goes willingly. He pours Himself out over us. That's love. Giving of yourself to the person that you love. So go back and read that chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. And, you know, you've heard it at weddings or associated with weddings, and you think of it in terms of being in love with. But go back and read it. Realize how much deeper it goes. It's a lot more about love than about being in love. It's a lot more about giving than panting. It's a lot more about God's love. John, when he tries to talk about love, points that out very clearly. So when we talk about the love of God, I don't mean our love for God. That's derivative. That's secondary. I mean the real basic love, God's love for us. Understand that love. Understand how much God loves you. How irrevocably God loves you. How God knew you before you were conceived in the womb and knew all your faults and all your sins and all those things that you think make you unlovable. And they weren't. They didn't make you unlovable. God loves you. God loves you absolutely at the depth of your being. Learn how much you are loved and then try to learn to love like that. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.